In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of the Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the feast of the presentation of our Lord in the temple. This Mass also traditionally has the name Candle Mass, and that's appropriate as we began the Mass with the blessing of the candles that you will take home with you to be a sign of the light of our faith and also a spiritual aid and protection. Blessed candles are effective in dispelling the darkness of despair and also they have a repelling effect for evil spirits, and are used in prayer in times of difficulty. This liturgy in the ancient Greek tradition had the name of hippoponte, which means the meeting. And the meeting between mankind and God is the deepest sense of this particular feast day. It's the day when the Christ Messiah entered the temple, and it's that moment prophesied by Malachi, which we heard in the first reading. Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Well, that messenger of the covenant, the Lord whom we seek, whom Israel was awaiting with such anticipation, obviously, is Jesus our Lord, who today enters the temple, presented according to the law of Moses, to be then redeemed, as was the custom. All firstborn sons were presented and consecrated to the Lord, and then redeemed by the parents, given back to the parents in exchange for an offering, which in the case of the parents of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, being poor, they offered two turtle doves in accordance with the law. So the special meaning of this particular feast is the meeting between mankind and God. And that was recognized through Simeon and Anna, who had been given this light by the Holy Spirit to recognize. Simeon had been given a promise that he wouldn't see death until he saw the Lord. And that's the prayer that we pray every night at Compline, the Nunc Dimittis, which we heard also today in the Gospel. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. And Jesus is that light of revelation to all mankind, to all the nations. It says here the Gentiles. The Gentiles were all those peoples other than Israel, and Jesus is the light for revelation to all mankind. The candles that we receive then are also a symbol of this light. They're a symbol of Christ, who is the light. They're also a symbol, when they're placed in our hands, of the light of our faith that we're called to carry out to the nations by our witness. And Our Lady, of course, a secondary meaning and another name for this feast was also known as the Purification, which refers to the ancient custom and to the law of Moses when mothers were required to pass 40 days before they could then be purified and re-enter the temple. This custom obviously was not necessary. This law didn't apply to Mary, who was immaculate. And the old law came from the saying that from the scripture that I was born into sin. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it here exactly. But in the case of Mary and Jesus, it did not apply. Yet Jesus and Mary, wanting to show us an example of perfect humility and obedience, even though not required by any necessity, they complied. Candlemas and the Feast of the Presentation in the ancient calendar marked the end of the Christmas season and a transition to Easter. We're now soon, within a few weeks, going to begin Lent. And so the time of joy now will be moderated and in preparation for the great joy of the resurrection, Christ's shining in glory after his resurrection. But today we're at the time of the beginning of that work of redemption when he is presented in the temple and offered as a sacrifice. So it's a prefiguring, and we heard that also in the words of Simeon to Mary. Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Jesus is that light that shines in the darkness, and that the darkness tries to contradict, and does contradict, but without being able to put out the light. And it is that hope and that faith that we have in Christ's redemption that helps us pass through the darkness. Certainly, every person of faith is met with numerous and continuous contradictions in this valley of tears. But we have the light of faith and hope in Jesus Christ, and the warmth of that light, which is charity, which helps us get through all difficulties. Let us today unite with our Lord in the arms of his mother, in the joy of knowing that we are children of God, and let us prepare for the path that lies before us, that Christ lights up the way to salvation, which for us, always following Christ, lies first, must pass through the cross. That light of salvation is what draws us, which illuminates our decisions every day, which gives us the courage to go forward in the knowledge that if we're faithful, we will be saved. So let these candles that we've received today be for us a constant reminder in our homes, in our moments of difficulty, of the hope and the glory that awaits us in Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.